Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Inflation. The report in Wall Street was grim and matter of fact. What we're looking at here is inflation, the highest in decades. I don't need to account it because we have to allow for the fact that it'll still go higher. The report of details, for those of you who write down statistics, this is a 7.5% annual rate, topping economists' forecasts of December's 7% pace. Bond yields rose to 2.018%, going above 2% for the first time since 2019. None of this is good news. So what is to be done? I welcome Véronique de Rougie of the Mercatus Center, who's been my inflation commentator for more than a year, 2 years, because this is not a surprise to those who have observed the prices spiking at the grocery store, at the gas pump, in rentals, in used cars. However, last year at this time, we were given the explanation by the officials that this was transitory, no longer. A very good evening to you, Véronique. There are no surprises here. So the question is, because there are no surprises, is this now out of control, or does the Federal Reserve have the tools to solve it? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The Federal Reserve has always had the means to control it. The question is it willing to really actually do what it takes? But the truth of the matter, and I'm going to sound like a broken record, because you've heard me say this many, many, many times, at this point, it can't do it alone. It has to come with fiscal consolidation. Congress has to agree to get some of the spending under control and to get some of the debt under control. A lot of economists calls for fiscal consolidation in these cases, very often in the form of higher taxes, because because they take money out of the economy, unfortunately, which is what we need, right? I have obviously very mixed feelings about all this. I don't think there's a soft landing for us, but the Fed and Congress and, the fiscal authority, they have the means to do it. The question is, are they going to be willing to do it? Because if they don't, the truth is actually inflation. If we don't address some of the fundamental issue that we need to control, such as spending, but also, this policy of low rates, permanent low rate, until we control these fundamentals, inflation is going to continue to be a challenge.
The administration and dignitaries in Washington provide three explanations for the inflation we have now. Supply chain, that is the one that's been repeated for more than a year. Also, the consumers are said to be, this is the Wall Street Journal, flush with savings from government stimulus programs and depressed services. The third cause, we're told, is because fewer workers are in the labor market, the workers who are there are demanding wages be raised. Now, all of that, can that be addressed separate from Washington? Can people go back to work and stop the wage price spiral? Can the supply chain solve itself? Or can the government stop giving away money? Can't we do all those things?
I mean, I wish. I mean, certainly the government could stop giving money away. And listen, there are some pressures that led to this moment, right? I mean, to the rise, the emergence of inflation. But we've been ignoring, by the way, for nearly a decade, the inflation that has taken place in assets and also the price of land. And now it's spreading to goods because of specific policies due to the pandemic. And supply disruption, they're going to go away. I mean, hopefully trade restriction could go away and labor shortage could go away when the money goes away. The question is, like, there are fundamental problems that need to be addressed. Again, right now, I mean, I have my doubts that supply disruption are such an important factor when you see that the price of services, actually inflation really has spread to services. Supply disruption, I mean, they affect goods, not services. And so it is spreading. Wages are going up. We have a problem that is that goes above and beyond that some of the factors that are increasing the pressure that already exists.
I want to read a report from the Wall Street Journal about how inflation works on the small businesses of America that are trying to recover from the pandemic. There's reason to believe the pandemic has lifted. There's reason to believe the economy is moving ahead. But Alan Mishkit launched her salon, Alex Cher Beauty, a year ago. Since then, she has increased prices to keep up with the rising costs of key supplies. First, it was the gloves, which leapt as much as 30%. Then the price of waxing sticks shot up, followed by the price of wax itself, which rose by around 15%. She was obliged to raise prices between 10 and 15% and thought that would kill business. But her customers said, "We support you." She comments, "I was definitely taken aback by the positive responses I received from clients. I mean, just turn on the news and it's all about inflation. So I don't think there's a shock when there's a slight price increase." Does that help in any that people are accommodating for this? Especially small businesses. Does that give us a buffer here for the crisis?
I mean, the fact that her customers are not deserting her is important, but one of the problem with inflation, right, is what are people like her perceiving the cost of the stuff she sells going to be in the future? And when that she starts proactively kind of raising prices today to face these future cost increase. And that's when, so this is just one business, but then when everyone does this type of things, right, then you have inflation that accelerates. And it's going to be basically the Fed has to show that it's credible and that it's credible in the sense that it's going to be increasing interest rates to enough to control inflation. Otherwise, the inflation will not just persist, they could accelerate. And by the way, what does it actually mean? I mean, there's a lot of people who are pointing to expectation of inflation for the next 5 years on average to be 2.5%. Well, that would mean that actually really the Federal Reserve has to increase the rate really significantly to produce an average inflation rate way below 2%, right? Because they want to have an average of 2%. The Federal Reserve is not really signaling that for right now. And so the question is, when are people going to kind of think that the Fed is lost some of its credibility? And it could be that they're going to be totally satisfied with what the Federal Reserve is doing. But that's really what we need to keep our eyes on.
Last 30 seconds. The Wall Street gang says 4 hikes this year. Some say 5, some say 6, but the big one is March. Half a point. Does that get ahead of the story? Do you think they'll move half a point? Are they bold enough? We have a few seconds.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it does, but I mean, I think it's going to have to be much more total in order to basically for the Fed to be credible, right, and to be able to average its target of 2%. I think these are kind of very small increases, and I understand that the Fed is concerned of freaking out people and creating a recession, but I think rate problems are not the problem, especially when the economy is going strong right now. It should actually be a little bit more aggressive and should be more concerned about losing some of its credibility.
Veronique DeRigi of the Mercatus Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.